This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pals Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Can I call you? I can. Let's see. May I call you? Can is able. May is permission. Do you mind, Jennifer and Victoria, if I refer to you as my pals?
Absolutely not.
As my
not.
Friends. Pals. I think sometimes the reference to pals is masculine, not feminine. How many of would
so
you call?
My dad calls me.
Your pal? Here, he calls you pal.
My dad calls me as his pet name. How you
his
doing, pal?
Pal. How you doing, pal? Well, he does that. He said that to me, too. So I guess we're in good company in that way.
Yeah.
Are you, any of your female friends, Victoria, call you a pal? Are you a pal of all those girls
I'll
that are
call
in
you
your...
my pal, Victoria.
Yeah. I tend to say it kind of jokingly with my guy friends. I'll be like, hey, pal, what's up? You know,
hey,
like,
pal.
I kind of say it that way. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of
is
what's
pal
up.
Short for something?
Pal Amoni. Well, depending on how you take it. All right, so in a moment, we're going to spend the rest of the half hour, actually, with John Bolton. This is unusual for this program in many different ways, because normally I don't have a lot of guests on the program with the ladies. But because this is controversial and because he's high profile and because we've had lots to say about him, I thought we would say yes to the people who called from Simon & Schuster and wanted us to talk to him. So, John Bolton up next here on the DJV program.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ten past the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. The book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, has been penned by John Bolton, who's been in any number of different positions in our government. So under the circumstances, we thought we would bring him into the fold here. There's nothing about this book that seems to have not been told. When I have these conversations with people, it's one of the reasons I don't like to do them, is because everybody's already asked the questions. But I think because the three of us have a unique position here, that we will ask questions that aren't from the same core as what everybody else is trying to do. They're trying to do the gotcha stuff, and that's not our style here, ladies. It's not really the reason for being. How about we just really get some information out of the guy? I'm curious to know, as much as I've talked about him and been, I think I know who he is after these years and talking about him, why somebody with his law degree from Yale, why would you want to get into the government? What was there about the attraction to government that would bring you into service? Don't you think I find that curious with people who normally... So I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is because his motivation, although maybe not pure, is above just making money. Although we can't do that.
John Bolton has served in multiple governments. I think he is a man of service, certainly, and someone who has worked with multiple administrations. So I think that's pretty consistent with his career.
All right. So, Phil, what are they telling you there, that they want to push it off for 10 minutes and that's not – nope, that's not going to work. So they have
Come
to
on,
they
just,
want to do
he
it.
He just tweeted. He just tweeted about us, too.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well,
calling into the DJV show at 7:10.
Nope. Well, if he's not calling in on the appropriate time or at the appropriate time, we can't mess with him unless he comes at
7:35. We now know who he's done with. Do you want to know who he's done? What other
who
shows
he's done? Yeah.
He's at who he done? The Joe Madison show. He's doing the DJV show and the Ron Segi show. Apparently, it's Joe Madison who's taking up all of his time.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who
all
that
right.
is, but okay. Stop it, mister. This is our time.
Right. All right. So anyway, under the circumstances now, it's going to be an hour later. This well-honed machine here that we have. All right. So we'll do that
later on. This kind of stuff happens. Well, I can rail for a little bit if you'd like, because my trending story, which I would have gone to had we not expected Ambassador Bolton, is some of the... And I'm really interested to know what you guys think, because we're on different sides of this issue, I think. And that is when we
wearing masks, to do or not to do, that is the question.
No, but when we talk about defunding, disbanding, dismantling the police, I'm dead set against it. I know both of you think that there's room for discussion there. But the story that's coming out of...
Well, wait a minute, hold on a second. Before you go into the story that you're focused on, when you say you're dead set, let's make sure we understand the terminology here. Because if you say you're dead set against, I want to clarify.
Reforming?
Are you saying you don't want any changes in policing at all, that everything is fine and we leave it the way it is? Is that what you're saying?
Policing and funding is a lot different. I think that there can always be a conversation about best practices, about changing the way police practices are carried out in the country. But I do not think the answer is dismantling the police force. No, I don't.
I don't either. I'm not suggesting we dismantle them.
I'm not saying we have no police.
They have to be. No, that's ridiculous.
A lot of people are. Well, it is. But, I mean, the story out of Minneapolis this week, ridiculous, that the city council voted 12-0 to disband the police force. Do you know the first thing that three of the city council members did this weekend?
What?
They went out and got private security on the taxpayer dime that is going to cost each of them $4,500 a day in taxpayer money.
Why do they need security?
If they're going to strip security and police away from the police.
Yeah, but what's going on in their lives? Just because they're city council members,
they need private
security. Protection? Yeah.
Right. They
why
want protection.
They
guess what? All of us do want protection, and we need to figure out how to have a conversation without saying that we want to burn down the police department. And
well,
I
you've got
threats,
protection.
Though.
You've got a gun in your house. So if somebody comes to your house, you can shoot them.
Exactly. Why do you think I have the gun in my house? Because I can't trust that
the police
these
are so
guesses
fantastic.
No, I can't trust that the people of Los Angeles are going to actually provide me with the police department that has the ability to operate. So here's the thing. So in Los Angeles...
Wait a second. That's an interesting viewpoint. Victoria, because the police and the other public services are reflective of the leadership in Los Angeles County and in California, I'm not sure that I don't agree with Jennifer's premise, because they're such nutbirds. You know, what are they going to do? They're going to take all the police and put them in charge of lifeguards at the beach? I think there's that may be something to that. But keep going, Jennifer.
Okay, so the scandal right now is that the sheriff, who I haven't given much about, so in Los Angeles, we have the LAPD, which is run by the police chief is Michael Moore. And we have the L.A. Sheriff's Department, which handles...
Can you imagine if the Michael Moore,
right,
who's from movies...
Okay, so the Sheriff's Department handles the L.A. County area, so the outlying communities that are not part of L.A. City. The LAPD hires L.A. City. I'm run by LAPD. But the L.A. County Sheriff has not had a great time of it. I mean, he's been in arguments with the Board of Supervisors. I haven't thought much about him, but maybe I might be changing my tune, because he's finally fighting back against the calls to defund. Already, the LAPD has defunded their department $250 million, which at the time in Los Angeles, when crime is going up, even under the numbers where they say crime is going down, they're even now acknowledging that crime is going up, even though they've reclassified crime. The LA County Sheriff is saying, you've let a lot of criminals out of jail because of coronavirus, using air quotes. Crime is going up, even though we've reclassified it. And the CEO of LA County, which, yes, there's a CEO of LA County, Sashi Hamai, has said that they want to cut the LA Sheriff's Department and get this. The Safe Streets Bureau, which is gang enforcement, the Parks Bureau, so no more patrols of the parks so your families can, you know, step on heroin needles, the Special Victims Bureau, so if you get raped in L.A. County, they're going to cut that down, Community Partnership Bureau, the Fraud and Cyber Crimes Bureau, and the Major Crimes Bureau.
The common
that's where they're cutting.
Stuff goes out the window. You know, that's what happens.
And if you wonder why I get riled up about this stuff, it's because of this. Because now someone getting raped in L.A. County is going to have even harder time trying to get the services and the justice that they deserve for being a taxpayer in California. It's ridiculous.
But you just wonder, why do people go along with this? What kind of thinking thinks this thinking is okay? That's the question that I have.
Well, because people don't really, people read a headline. I don't think people really know, you know, when you go down to like the third paragraph, people are already over it. They're on to something else. They're not really reading what their defunding calls are, what the actuality is of it. And so I think that's a huge part of the problem. Defunding the police sounds great. It's something you can put on a bumper sticker. But when you really get down to what that means and where the cuts are and where they're going to be, I don't know that people are paying that much attention to it.
Well, it's not. It shouldn't be defunding. It should be reorganization.
Yeah.
Of priorities.
Having a talk about police practices is something that everybody can agree on. Talking about real change. But when you start defunding, they're cutting mental health evaluation teams. They're going to cut custody operations. I mean, everything. $145 million from the L.A. County budget alone is going to be cut, and that's how it's going to be impacted in a time when we've got criminals who have been let out of jail.
Yeah, but one of the practical sides of this, like we did here in Framingham, we have a Framingham, in my town in Massachusetts, a Framingham a committee in Framingham that studies the police and advises the police, a group of people that are interested in law enforcement. And one of the things that was recommended this year is that they don't buy any new police cars, which is fine and dandy because they say they follow the federal guidelines. Well, they have twice as many police cars as they have people to drive them, and most of the time, most of the police cars are sitting in the yard. Nobody's driving them. You know, that kind of
stuff. And how come every car in every small town, the town I grew up in New Jersey, is like a mile long and a mile wide, and there are three cars that look like Kit from Knight Rider. Why is that necessary?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Disney making major changes to one of its most iconic attractions. You can hear us talking about that. It's our clip of the day. Disney making changes to Splash Mountain. You can listen to that and follow the whole show any time of the day at all, if you're interested in listening to our pithy conversation. It's at djvshow.com.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So she sounds like Aretha, but it's not Aretha. How about them apples? 23 and change after here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and you with another Jennifer. This is Jennifer Hudson, who transforms into Aretha. The new trailer is out for the picture Respect, the story of Aretha Franklin. It's going
to
premiere.
I can't think of anybody better to play Aretha Franklin.
I watched the trailer. I got goosebumps. She's really good.
Really?
Jennifer Hudson, I think, is so underrated. And I don't know if it's because she was with American Idol or what the deal was. But
well, she didn't win American Idol, did she? She didn't.
I don't know. But she, you know, some of the people that came from American Idol have, like, the stink of American Idol on them. It's weird. Some of them have benefited. Some of them...
But
the last few years, it seems like she just hasn't been doing all that much. So I'm glad to see she's doing this.
Well, the premiere of the film will be in December. Official trailer for the movie debuted during the BET Awards on Sunday with her cover of Respect playing as the trailer was on the air. Also in the film, Marlon Wayans, Audra McDonald, Forrest Whitaker. You can figure he show up. He shows up. He's such a great actor. There's something about his presence. It's so calming. Queen Latifah, who's in that new TV show that revives, but she's a woman. What's the name of the Enforcer?
That's something my grandfather used to watch.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was one of those CBS shows.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I think it's called The Enforcer. Mary J. Blige is in the movie as well. Prior to the trailer's debut, Hudson covered Franklin's Young, Gifted, and Black during the program. So,
this was amazing, too.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. All right, you want to crank up Young, Gifted, and Black for a second. All right, that's something to look forward to. Up next, musically, a focus on Mary J. Blige, who has teamed up with Faneuil Winery to unveil Sun Goddess Wines, Jennifer. It's an exclusive collection of...
Are you saying my name because of the wine or because I'm
wines.
A sun goddess?
well, maybe a little of both. Sun Goddess collection features an Italian Pinot Grigio Romano. I did pretty well on that. What'd I say?
I don't know. Came out. Pinot Grigio. Really? Yeah.
And then like Italian Sauvignon.
What's the Ramato part, Jen? I've never heard that tacked on to the end of Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio Ramato. I don't know.
R-A-M-A-T-O. Yeah, I've never
but
heard
of
that.
But you're a schmaltz. Yeah, you're supposed to know that stuff, right?
I know everything. Oh, Ramato is a historical style of producing Pinot Grigio. So it's from Venezia. It's from Venice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Okay. The sun goddess name, inspired by Mary J. Blige's powerful childhood memories with her mother and an endless love for the warmth of the sun. Who doesn't have that? Mary J. says, quote, "A dear friend introduced me to Marco Fentanyl, referring to him as the producer of the best Pinot Grigio in the world." After walking, what? What are you laughing at?
It's not Pinot. It's not Spanish. It's Pinot. Oh.
Tell me about the drugs I should take if I get the coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You have so much to say about it. The two of you tell the rest of the story.
Hey, well, I think this is a good... First of all, I think this is a good price. The Sun Goddess Collection is $19.99 a bottle. That's a good price. Goes on sale on wine.com.
And both of you are winos, and I never touch this stuff, so yeah. I should have had you do the story from the beginning.
Yep. No, well, it'll be available... On. Yeah, it'll be available in New York, New Jersey through wine.com, and then it'll be nationwide in August.
Really? What, wine.com... It's all strictly online. Can you get everything right. online?
This
get
is on you, Victoria. You've got to try it. You've got to do the taste test for us.
I will. I totally will.
Yeah. Okay, I'm left out in the dark. I'm going to go back to drinking my grape juice.
Yep.
In fact, they got a glass waiting for
me. We're
going to
have our pinot.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With COVID-19 cases spiking once again, there have been some studies done that question whether a lockdown was necessary. Scientists studied both Utah and Colorado, states with similar demographics, and Dr. Ben Siegel spoke on Fox News about the results.
They looked at Utah versus Colorado, and those states, Utah did not lock down and Colorado did lock down. They found almost no difference, and they concluded that that big hit to the economy was not necessary with this huge across-the-board lockdown. So the point is here, we have to figure out a way to protect those most at risk. Nursing homes got creamed. 20-25% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in the United States are in nursing homes.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University confirmed the worldwide cases have reached over 10 million. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The National Basketball Association is planning to paint Black Lives Matter on all three basketball courts when the 2020 season resumes at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, July 30th. In an effort to continue talking about social justice and racial inequality, the league will paint the phrase inside both sidelines. Oklahoma City Thunder point guard Chris Paul, who's also president of the National Basketball Players Association, said the union is working with the league to have players wear personalized social justice, social cause, or charity messages on the backs of their jerseys. Billions of dollars offered by Congress as a lifeline to small businesses struggling to survive the pandemic are about to be left on the table when a key government program stops accepting applications for loans. Business owners and advocacy groups complain that the money in the Paycheck Protection Program was not fully put to work because the program created obstacles that stopped countless small businesses from even applying. Those that did seek loans, the ever-changing application process proved to be an exercise in futility. As of this weekend, the Small Business Administration had approved more than $4.7 million worth of loans worth nearly $518 billion. Small businesses that also included medical offices, dry cleaners, and manufacturers obtained money that ultimately saved jobs and eased the unemployment rate. But more than $140 billion in loan money remains unclaimed out of $695 billion allocated by Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. There are a lot of things we have to grapple with every day. This is a strange universe that we live in. But I don't know, one of the good things about having the ability to talk with different points of view is the respect that we have. It's something I'd like to see in the world. I'm hoping that we set a good example. Speaking of what's going on in the world, there's some news from China that has nothing to do with the virus. Victoria, you want to get this started?
Sure. This is something that we've been talking about here on our show for, I think, a while at least, digging into what the Chinese government is really up to behind closed doors and how they're treating certain populations within their citizens. And so the Muslim population, which is a minority, there are several Muslim minority populations within China, and they have been They've been subjected to some of the worst human rights violations that we, you know, I mean, second to gassing people that the Nazis did. This is what the Chinese government is doing to the Muslim minority populations. They are forcing a variety of methods of birth control measures, including forced abortions. If you have more than three children in your household, they're raiding and taking kids away unless you can pay a huge fine, which most of these people cannot afford. So the children are being taken away and put into detention camps. They're doing forced sterilization. And it's forced labor. Children are doing this. It's horrific. And so now the Chinese government is reportedly monitoring women and their families through police raids, pregnancy checks to curb the Muslim population, because the Chinese population has tapered off, but the Muslim population in the last, I think it was before 2015, the Muslim population was growing faster. And so obviously the Chinese government doesn't like that. They don't want the Muslims.
They don't want any religion. Doesn't make any difference, but Muslims especially. But they don't want Christians. So they don't want anybody.
There's now, between 2015 and 2018, there's been a 60% decline in birth rates among the Uyghur, which is the population, the Muslim population that you've probably heard the most about. They've gotten the most publicity, I guess, if this is the word. And so it's just now the Chinese government naturally is calling it all fake news, saying that it's that they're not doing any of these things and blah, blah, blah. But it's a farce. Now, luckily, our country is acting appropriately, I think, in this. The Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2020 passed through Congress overwhelmingly, had bipartisan support, not something that happens a lot these days. But everybody was behind this. It was signed into law. And this legislation actually sets into place a reporting system requiring the U.S. government to identify individuals who have committed torture, abduction, prolonged detention, other human rights violations against Uyghurs, and condemns the mass arbitrary detention of Uyghurs in general. There's no reason that these people need to be detained and put in prison camps. They're in concentration camps for no reason. And so this is just what the Chinese government wants to do. They have jailed approximately a million or more Uyghurs, which is the, like I said, it's a predominantly Muslim ethnic minority in China. And so it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And so Amnesty International, which is, as I told you guys, is a group I've belonged to since high school and have worked in more recent years with some of the leadership there, this is something that they have been pushing for a very long time, and I'm so happy that everybody came together in America and got behind this bill.
I would like to have you, Victoria, invite one of the reporters from Epoch Times to come and have a conversation with us about this, and in general about the unrest, something that's not being reported by the Western or Eastern, any news media, because they're in the, unfortunately some of them are in the pocket of Chinese businesses. So we're not getting the story about the unrest. It's close to civil war. The country is out of control, and the government doesn't know what
Hong
to
Kong
do.
Hong Kong is close to civil war, for sure.
Nothing
like a virus to shut everybody down.
Well, but it's not only that, Jen. It's this whole business of since the virus, they've had the same impact to their... Remember, they've come of late. They're coming of age. Because of all the business there, to having a middle class. They've never had a middle class in China. Now they have one because of all of the business that's being done with the rest of the world and all the factories that are there. And so with the factories being closed down and with people out of work, they don't really have an unemployment scheme the way we do here. Pretty much people are fending for themselves. So the unrest that's traveling around the country is something they haven't seen since the 1940s. And so the government doesn't know what to do. We think that the China, and the government still, instead of trying to take care of its own people, this pretty much tells you what they're all about. They're not taking care of their own people. They don't give a damn. They just want, they want the power and control, the leadership of the Communist Party. And this is what so riles me about when I or somebody else may say, refer to the virus as Chinese. It's the government's plan to overtake, overcome, overwhelm the world, and they've used all the resources that they can find to money that we've obviously given them. They've gotten their strength from the West, monetarily. So they're using that to screw over the West so that they can influence elections. They can screw with our the technology, do whatever they can to disrupt us by starting the trouble that they have. I'm convinced they're behind the upset, the negative. It's time we do something for sure about the situation of the blacks and the police in this country, or policing in general. But I'm the negative stuff that's coming out of the protests, I'm sure, is being in some way, shape, or form influenced or paid for with the Chinese communist money. So this is just in the country. There's such seething unrest over there. That's why I want to get this woman from the Epoch Times into our program so that we can get a report on how really bad it is there, because you're never going to get it from any of the Western sources. They just don't,
There's a new documentary that Epoch Times is promoting that I believe they produced. It's called The Cover-Up of the Century, and it's all about what's going on in China. I'm very interested to watch that.
And so why is that? It should be obvious to everybody. The reason that it's being, whatever's going on in China is being covered up, is because it's not in the best financial. Can you imagine some of the huge, think about the wealth that has been generated by people who invested early on in China. Some of the huge, the stretches of investment by the likes of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and these big, huge investment firms that bet big and made a lot of dough, made huge amounts of money investing in China. So now it's all getting, handed to them back, and they're getting it in spades back again. The negative side of this is people are getting creamed. Why people are going to gold. You see a lot of that. They hear a lot of that advertising on the radio. But anyway, let's see if we can't do something about bringing in information from China, because this is something that needs to be in our little corner of the world, something we can do something about, hopefully. The House of Representatives back in session, Jennifer? Are they back in Washington? I think they are, right?
No.
The House? So how did they approve the legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state?
I believe they're doing voting from afar.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is everyone? I don't understand. What's the issue with this not be? I mean, it is the basis of our country: no taxation without representation. And Washington D.C. has had no representation. They have a person, a representative who can share an opinion, but there's
no
voting.
Show. Yeah.
Well, but there's no. I think it's a woman, but there's
Governor Holmes Norton. She's a horror show.
Okay. Well. Whatever. I don't think it's right that
it shouldn't be about her. It should be about the issue and not about her. She makes it about her. There have been a lot of people, especially the residents of D.C., who've been voting for statehood for years and years.
Right.
I remember working there back in the 80s, and even then it was an issue. Yeah, we want to have statehood.
So what's the argument against it? I don't know what the argument against it is.
I'm trying to remember the arguments against it then.
Because Trump already said he would veto it. He said he's not for it. And Mitch McConnell said he's not going to go anywhere with it either.
From the 80s to today, all presidents have been against it. And it just seems that for whatever the reason, they want to, because the feds control Washington, and they don't want to not control it. That's basically it. If it becomes a state, the federal government loses control over all of the assets and makes it more difficult. I'm guessing this is part of their thinking anyway, makes it more difficult for them to get stuff done. In this circumstance, they don't have to go to anybody to get approval to build a building, to do, change the roadway, whatever they want to do, they do. Because they are in charge. It's their buck. What is it? The golden rule?
Well, I think a lot of people say that you have to change. I think a lot of people think that you have to change the Constitution to make D.C. a state. And so that
I don't think you do, though.
They say that, I guess it because it, the House bill shrinks the size of the area around the National Mall. It's all about the geographic size of it. Mm-hmm. So basically, they would have to shrink the size of D.C. to make it, to not change the Constitution. But geographically, you'd have to change the size of the district to make it fit within the constitutional rights to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen anyway. Well, what else is going on in Washington? The Supreme Court has struck down the Louisiana abortion law. It was a vote of 5-4, striking down a law that would have left the state with one abortion provider. What's the origin of this, and why would it have gotten to this? How? What does that mean, only one abortion provider? Why would that be?
Meaning because of the doctors, they tried to put a law in saying that you need to have a hospital within 30 miles and that the doctors must have admitting privileges at that hospital. And so the justices ruled 5-4 that that was putting way too much of a restriction on the right to seek an abortion. And so, and also medically, there have been a million doctors who have testified that say that there is no reason, there is no benefit if you have a hospital that's 30 miles away, that the cases, it doesn't even require hospitalization, and a doctor shouldn't have to even pay to be an attending physician at that hospital because it's not relevant. So they listen to the doctors.
Health, I don't understand why people wouldn't want this. Why wouldn't you want? Because to me, you're not it leaves it open for people who aren't real doctors to perform these things.
No, that's not true at all.
That doesn't sound really good.
That's not true at all. You have to have a medical license and you have to be certified. Like, that's totally not true. That anyone who just wants to go in with a GED and say I'm a doctor now in an abortion clinic,
essentially,
that doesn't help.
Clinicians instead
that doesn't
of
happen.
Real doctors.
GEDs, so you don't need one to be a policeman in some parts of the country. Why bother with one for a doctor? There's another one. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell in the focus now for a moment. As you know, I do other programs other than the DGV program. One of them is Good Day Health. Every week, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are full of information. The supplement of the week with Dr. Jack, talking about healthy skin, that sort of thing. And we also have a conversation, the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, about who's on top of the food chain. You really think we're on top of the food chain? Find out what really is going on with the, and this is sort of, if you'll pardon the pun, a viral story. Get it, ladies? Okay. So that's my attempt at humor. Dr. Jack Stockwell and his portion.
Good one.
Thank you. Of our podcast every week, get the information that you're seeking from two different sources at Good Day Health Show, the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time for us to visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, and a healthy visit it will be. I predict that Dr. Jack will give us something that we can take away. See, that's the whole idea behind having these discussions. It doesn't make any difference what they are, but in this circumstance about health. But I want our radio world to be takeaway stuff, things that you can take away and talk about during the course of the day that you wouldn't hear necessarily anywhere else. Not that we're the only ones who are saying, Jack, that the vaccines that are being promoted by the drug companies that will make a lot of money, you might as well inject your veins with water because the vaccines will have no value. This stuff, this virus, is mutating so fast. I wonder, you know, every day it takes on a different face. Whether it is, I think we're seeing, even though people are concerned about getting it, the virus seems to be far less deadly, doesn't it? And why would that be?
Well, just lately, Matteo Bassetti, who's head of infectious disease at the Policlinico San Martino Hospital in Italy, just came out and said, hey, this is the area where Italy was hit the hardest.
Right.
We remember that about 3 months ago. And he came out yesterday, or 2 days ago, and told the British media, he said this is rapidly losing virulence and could completely disappear without any further intervention, coupled with what you just said about the natural tendency of these entities, once they show up inside of us, once they find a host, they mutate. And why do they mutate? Because they don't have any DNA. They just have some RNA strands inside of them.
How that works, really, because I don't know the average person understands the difference what RNA is or DNA is. So
DNA is in the nucleus of the cell. DNA is the blueprint. DNA doesn't do anything. It just sits there. It is the blueprint for the rest of the cell to know what to do. It's the same as if you, as the blueprints of a house. You know, the blueprints don't build the house. DNA doesn't build the body or build the cells. It's just the blueprint by which the body gets its messages through RNA. RNA, ribonucleic, is the messenger of the DNA. RNA leaves the nucleus of the cell and moves into the rest of the cell and says, hey, you need to do this. You need to do that. You guys over there need to be doing this. And get ready. We're going to duplicate ourselves here really quick and create a new cell. That comes out of the nucleus. The DNA does that. Now, viruses do not have a respiratory system. They do not have a nervous system. They do not move. They are moved upon. They do not have any excretory system. They have no signs of life. And the only thing inside of them that even indicates it could possibly have come from life is a little RNA strain. And RNA cannot replicate itself. We're told through something called reverse transcriptase, the RNA gets inside of a cell and uses that cell to manufacture more of itself. Now, because it doesn't have that hardcore blueprint, it can't follow a strict guideline to make itself the same way over and over and over again. It's lost most of its message, so that's why it's so easily, as they come through one cell to another cell to another cell, start changing their nature, because that hardcore blueprint isn't present. That's why they so easily mutate from one wave through the community to another wave through the community to another wave through the community. You know, we're all the descendants of people who survived the Black Death, and we're all descendants of people who survived the Great Pox and the Smallpox and all the other devastating things that went through mankind for the last several hundred or thousand years. And so we have this strength of immunity inside of us anyway, that when for most of us, we recognize, when our bodies recognize the presence of this stuff that's so easily destroyed, it's only the weakest, the sickest among us that fall prey to this.
And it's only the news media and the drug companies that want to promote the virulence of this to try to scare you, because they're going to make a lot of money. Yeah. I think that the worst is over. I think that's true. But we're still going to have a lot of cases. But how many people will die is the question that I think still needs to be studied a bit. Jack Stockwell here with now a focus on you and your weight. As you know, I've been talking about Calitrin for a number of years as America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's all natural, safe weight loss. No drugs, no stimulants. And one of the other good things about doing business with these people is that they're not going to require you to give them a credit card so that they will keep sending you the stuff. You want it, you buy it, and that's it. So my suggestion is that you go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and get in on the 4th of July special. This is something safe for the entire family to lose weight. You buy three, get three free, the BOGO deal. And using the DJV code also entitles you to having no shipping.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.